Hello and welcome to the Daily Preston Show. Today we will be interviewing Riley about her pets. Hello, Riley. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. All right, first question. How many different pets do you have, like, total?
I have 13 pets.
All right, and how many, and who was, what was the first pet you ever got out of those pets you have right now?
The first pet that I got was my dog named Lulu. She was a rescue.
Next question. Do you, what type of pets do you have, like, on your where you, at your house where you live?
How many pets I have?
You know, like, how, like what type of pets do you own?
Oh, what type of pets? Okay. I have a cat. Three barn cats, 6 chickens, 2 goats, and 3 ducks, and a dog.
Don't you like give people or like sell like chicken eggs like from your chickens or something like that I heard of?
Yeah, sometimes.
I remember you did that last year at school. You were giving like the teachers eggs and stuff.
Yeah, because we have a bunch of extras.
Yeah, how many eggs do you usually collect throughout the day? From your chickens, usually?
Normally depends. Sometimes there'll be, like, 6, depending on how many, because we have 6 chickens, just depending on how many they lay a day.
Yeah. Also, out of all your pets, which one is your favorite out of all of them?
I mean, it depends on the day. Sometimes one of them will be, like, really annoying, but I'll have to go with my cats.
What are the names of your cats?
The names of my barn cats?
Yes.
Ninja, Olive, and Dash.
Are they out, like, they're more like outside cats than inside?
Yeah. And then I do have an inside cat named Zilly.
Do your barn cats get along with your indoor cat usually?
Yeah.
Do you think when you get older, you think you'll still have chickens, raising chickens and stuff like that when you get older, living on your own?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. That would be nice.
Let's see. What would it be some animals you would want to get for your on your own when you get older?
Maybe a donkey.
Well, I know our neighbors have donkeys down here.
That's at our cool.
Fire cabin. They have 2 donkeys and they're crazy.
Do you hear them a lot?
They get out. What'd you say?
Are they loud? Or do you hear them?
Sometimes. They haven't heard them lately. They have gotten out a lot recently, so they've been locked up inside of the fence.
Oh, wow.
Because they, one of the parts of the fence where the horses sit, they got out from, they crawl underneath the fence, and the barbed wire fence, and they run around our backfield, and then they go back whenever we see them.
Oh, gosh.
And our neighbors didn't even know they did that until we told them.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Another thing that our neighbors have that's kind of like all the animals that you have, those tons of animals. They have they have tons of horses. They have peacocks. They have 2 new puppies. They have chickens, roosters, cats. They used to have 2 dogs, but they passed away, so they got 2 new ones. Do you have any horses or anything like that, or no?
No, we only have 3 acres, so we don't have room for them.
Would you want to get any horses in the future, or probably not?
Maybe in the near future.
Let's see. How much, if I'm going to ask, how much does it cost usually to, like, feed all the different animals that you guys own?
I don't know exactly, but we go to a place called Farm and Home Supply, and it's probably, the bags are probably, like, $20, $30.
That's not bad. Is it for a big bag?
Yeah.
What type of different? What type of feed do you use for your chickens or yeah, your chickens?
We use scratch feed, like crumble feed. It helps like their eggs grow strong.
Is it kind of like corn, kind of like grind up corn
Yeah,
and stuff like
there's
that and
corn.
meal?
Yeah, they also like
And
mealworms.
ooh, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, but they're dead, so.
Yeah. So they won't be moving around. They wouldn't be really the like, well, you're not gonna be touching like a live worm or something like that.
Yeah, no.
Mealworm. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, that would be kind of gross.
Do you build out most of the buildings that the chickens stay in, or do you buy them from people?
Well, when we first bought the house, they had chickens, and they gave their chickens to us, and they already had a coop built.
That's cool. Didn't I hear something about like you're taking care of like your neighbors have like chickens too, and you're taking care of them one time?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Do you get paid to do that, or just?
Yeah, they pay me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Do more because you already take care of your own chickens.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. A couple more questions.
Okay.
What would be, besides the donkeys, what would be another dream animal you want to have in the future?
Probably a horse is one of the bigger ones, or my own dog.
I would love to get a dog. It'd be fun to have a horse like right around near the property, or when, if you ever get a property in the future, that'd be fun to do, like right around with
like,
a horse.
Yeah, just right around. That'd be fun. Yeah.
You'd have to get. Have you ridden a horse before?
Yeah, I used to ride jumps for a while, but then I stopped because school and stuff.
Because thinking if you haven't ridden a horse like before or haven't had experience, you would have to like get training with it first before you ride it around your property.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Also, future when you get your own house, would you want to live like in the countryside or more towards the city?
Probably the countryside, so I have some more space.
Yeah. Would you want to live near where you live now in the future, or would you want to move more towards the open, farther into the country?
I'm not exactly sure. Maybe farther out, but like
farther
close out. Enough where you can like be close to your family.
Yeah, because the place I live, it takes like a good amount of time, like maybe 30 minutes to go to like the nearest Walmart.
Oh, that's not
so
bad.
It's not bad, but it feels longer because all the roads are like windy. So it'd be nice to live somewhere like far away where you can like don't have to worry about the city life and stuff like that, but you're close enough where you can like go to the store if you need to. Or get groceries. Because the nice thing about living out in the countryside is you could be able to have the experience to like watch the stars at night.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
And you won't have to worry about all the different people driving or people like bad drivers or drunk drivers driving and hitting you're running into your field or driving into it on accident because they're not being smart.
Yeah.
Anything else? What?
We only have 4 neighbors, so there's not really much going on.
Yeah. We only have 2 neighbors by our property. Yeah, the one that we were talking about earlier, they are older, and they have, like, tons of horses. They have peacocks, 4 roosters, chickens, 2 dogs. They used to have 2 other dogs, but they passed away until they got new other ones. And then they have baby peacocks, which they're getting more.
Aw, that's cool.
And then they're about to have more eggs, but some of the eggs got stolen by, like, raccoons and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's happened to us before.
They're all neighbor. Our neighbor, their old dog, was, like, part wolf. Like, it's, like, husky and part wolf. And so the coyotes were like go up to the house trying to get like like try to like find food or something, and they didn't want to go up to the house because they realized that they sensed that the dog would like probably their dog would attack because it's like part wolf, which is kind of cool.
Oh yeah, that is cool. It's nice to and, have that.
Yeah, but then once they passed away, they probably sense that their spirit or something like still there, so they don't ever come around either, because they might think that because after a while she used to be an indoor dog when she got older, and so they probably think that she might still be there or something, so they don't come around. But they have had a couple of their animals are went missing because like other animals found them, or they just wander off. Sometimes they just wander off and they don't find them, and then animals find them eventually. But the nice part is, when you get your own like farm, you can hear like all the different animals. Because whenever we're down at our property, we hear like coyotes, all different types of birds. We see like deer almost every day. One time, we saw like 16 deer in the front of our yard.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and that's the most we've ever seen. And yeah, I've seen a bobcat down here before, and two different times I saw about coyotes, but they don't do anything because they're just like, don't bother you if you don't bother them.
Oh. You said you see coyotes?
Yeah, I've seen coyotes and heard them. I heard them the other night.
Oh, yeah, I've never heard. I mean, I've heard like some, but the only thing I've seen is like a possum and a raccoon, because the raccoon's gotten to our chickens before.
And another thing is that we heard a red wolf before. Wolf when they a couple of years ago they introduced them to Missouri again, and we heard one because it was like much louder than the coyotes, which was kind of scary. But it doesn't really bother us because like we're not gonna be that close to them because they're higher up in the woods area.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool whenever you get older and you like buy your own place, you'll be able to hear all the different animals like that.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
And you can go, if you have, a pond, you can find a place that has, a pond or a creek nearby, and you can go walk around down there or go, fishing down there. That's what I usually do.
Have you been fishing at your place?
Yeah. Yeah, I have fished a couple of times, but I haven't done it in a while because our pond is, full of algae, so it's hard to fish.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Because there's too much algae in the fish, and you can't really see the fish, and you can't cast it out that far because every time most of the algae gets stuck on your hook, and then you have to get it off every time.
Oh, yeah, that must be annoying.
We used to treat the water, but then our old neighbor used to do that, but he hasn't done it in a while since he's someone else owns the property now, so they haven't done it in a while. Oh. What would be one of the things you would want to do? This will be the last question. What would be one of the things you would want to do in the future or have at your your farm when you get older? It could be different things, or it could be animals or anything in general.
I probably just want to raise just animals and sell the eggs of chickens, maybe even ducks.
Would you ever a goat or cows or something, or a single cow or something like that in the future? Because then I heard you can sell them.
Yeah, I've always wanted a cow, but they're a little bit too big for our property, but maybe in the future.
The cows that we pass all the time going onto our property in the Ozarks, they're really fluffy and they look really cute. I would want to have a pet cow, probably too. If I ever own.
Tiny, the calves.
Yeah. One time we saw. It's been so hot lately that the cows are just sitting underneath the trees or laying in the ponds the whole time while we're driving past them. They just sit there and underneath the shade, huddle up together because it's so warm.
Yeah, it's been warm.
Yeah, it's so warm that the flies are bad because our neighbors have so many horses that the flies are bad. Yeah. But certain things you can do to keep that from happening, like sometimes they aren't the best looking, so if you ever have yours, you can take care of them, like wash them every once in a while, stuff like that, because sometimes that doesn't happen down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anything else before the podcast?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Thank you for coming to the Daily Preston Show. Hope you enjoy your rest of the day.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. You too.
Bye.